And now a look back as 2010 ends and 2011 begins at the process to bring peace to the Middle East, specifically between the Israelis and the Palestinians. My colleague here on the VOA Middle East team, David Byrd, has our report.
The United States and Israel saw their relations strained a little bit in the past year. President Barack Obama has made resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict one of his top foreign policy priorities. VOA's Jerusalem correspondent Luis Ramirez joins me from the Israeli capital. Luis, thank you for chatting with us.
Hi, Dave.
Now, the peace process got to a zenith of a sorts here in Washington back in September. President Obama, Secretary Clinton, had Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Mahmoud Abbas in Washington. They had extended talks. It looked positive, but then that kind of went south a little bit. What do you see as the major sticking points in the Israeli-Palestinian process?
Well, Dave, what caused things to go south was the issue of Israel's continued expansion of Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinians had all along said, or in recent months said, that they would not return to talks unless Israel stopped building on its Jewish settlements, on its settlements in the West Bank. That continued through the talk. There was a moratorium that Israel declared on itself to limit construction significantly during a 10-month period. That 10-month period expired on September 26th, only about 3 weeks after the talks began. The Palestinians said that they would not continue talking unless Israel extended that freeze. Israel did not, and so the Palestinians walked away. And the year ends with no peace talks.
The Palestinians also said that they would not accept an Israeli counterproposal to put a slight moratorium on building, as you know, to extend it by 3 months or something like that.
They are asking for a total freeze. In fact, there were some within the Palestinian camp who were saying that they would consider a 3-month freeze, that they would consider that acceptable. Here we are at the end of the year. The United States has dropped its insistence that Israel stop expanding the settlements. That had been a condition that the U.S. had placed. It has decided to drop that condition. The reason being that it was seen as an obstacle that was insurmountable. The Israelis were not prepared, are not prepared to declare a full moratorium or to extend the freeze that expired on September 26th. At the same time, the Palestinians are not willing to let up on their demand that such a freeze be extended before they return to talks, a situation that wasn't going anywhere, and Washington decided that the best way to move things forward is to drop that as a condition and look for other alternatives to jumpstart the process.
So the two sides have agreed to disagree? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't think they've even agreed on that, but the fact of the matter is both sides have dug in their heels. They are not backing down on their positions. The Palestinians are now looking at, or have been looking at, alternative options to get them to where they want to be. And where they want to be is in a situation where they have a Palestinian state living alongside Israel, but, you know, a sovereign state. Those alternative ways that they're looking at are trying to get international recognition. This is a step toward a unilateral declaration of statehood, of independence, if you would. And so Israel does not look on that favorably at all. It says that these steps to win international recognition are counter to the peace process. What we've seen happening in recent weeks at the end of the year is that some countries, which, by the way, are not major players in, or players at all in the Middle East, countries like Brazil, Argentina, Ecuador, are making the decision to recognize the Palestinian state.
That was VOA Jerusalem correspondent Luis Ramirez speaking with my colleague David Byrd.